his impact on the world. The world is made up of good and evil. Righteous and unrighteous forces have been conflicting with each other from time immemorial. Neither of them has succeeded in destroying the other completely. There can be no good or bad alone, since the world is constituted of pairs of opposites, dvandvas. Thus, from the very inception, virtue and vice are the warp and woof that have patterned the world. These opposing forces have been in the past, are so in the present, and will continue in the future. Religions symbolize them as God and the devil. The Bible speaks of the conflict between Satan and Christ. The epic Mahabharata recounts the proverbial war between the evil Kauravas and virtuous Pandavas. The Ramayana portrays the battle between demon Ravana and Lord Rama. John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost, describes the war between the demons and gods. History has shown no god person could exterminate evil and establish goodness alone. Nor could the devilish person wipe out goodness and establish evil alone. At best, they have succeeded in strengthening their trait and weakening the opposite. Thus, the role of the good and evil would perpetually alternate in the world. Whereas yours is to rise above them and reach the divine core of your personality. The dual forces of good and evil that operate in the macrocosm do so in the microcosm as well. Material craving and sensual indulgence pull you down to the lower level of your personality, while your divine aspirations lift you to the higher, edify you. The lower temptations generally outnumber the higher aspirations. The strength of the lower lies in numbers, while that of the higher is in its quality. The human mission is to use one's higher nature to control and conquer the lower. Let your mind expand and accommodate the interest and welfare of fellow beings. It elevates you. The mind behaves much like water. Water kept in a pot remains in it for days on end. Pour the water on the floor. Let it spread over a large area. It evaporates fast. Water vapor rises upward. It reaches high up in the sky. And when it becomes concentrated, constricted, it forms into clouds. The rainwater falls downward. The sun draws water up. The earth pulls it down with its gravity. The same phenomena is seen in your mind. When your mind remains selfish, self-centered, restricting itself to the individual alone, it lies low, involved, attached, lost in the affairs of the world. The earth pulls you down. The enlightened soul acts like the sun to draw your mind to greater heights. The mind expands to become unselfish, selfless, to soar to the height of perfection. Helps you evolve spiritually. It is a law. In truth, the sun does everything in the world, but remains unattached like a witness, sakshi. It sheds luster, supports life everywhere, provides vegetation, causes the waters to flow, the winds to blow, the earth and planets revolve around it. It is the center of everything. Such is the glory and grace of the God person. His presence sets everything right. In his divine presence, Righteousness prevails over unrighteousness. The world is no longer gripped by worry and anxiety, stress and strain. People turn towards the self within. Such is the impact of a realized soul upon the world.